Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or what you're doing, or why you're doing it, a special shout-out goes to our over-the-road truck drivers, namely the 18-wheel drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers out there delivering the packages and the mail to wherever it needs to go, our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go as well. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon delivery drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And you can find us on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the things we have over there. All righty, joining us right now from California, out there in the land of fruit, nuts, honey, and, oh, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and Adam Schiff, too. We've got none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you very much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, it's a little nippy out here, so they're not going to stay out there very long, so there they go. Goodbye, see ya, and because it's going to be down in the, I believe, around 40, or the upper 40s tonight here. Right now it's 53 degrees. The temperature's been dropping all night. Clear skies, so it's going to be a little bit nippy tonight. Warm up tomorrow, and then be warm for one day, and then be cold for a couple days. And that's just what we're going to be having here for the next few days. So there you go.
All right. Yeah, well, we've got 49 degrees right here, and maybe 65 tomorrow.
Okay. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two points. Under God, those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's been a horrible couple of days in California for mass shootings. We had 11 last night when we came on the air, shot by an Asian man and killed. Now we've got 7 in 2 different locations shot and killed. And this is crazy because it sounds like as if the guy that did the shooting pulled up to a sheriff's substation and just sat there and waited for the cops to come up to him.
Well, that's right, Captain. We understand that the sheriff's deputies there have identified a suspect in this. He's 67 years old and evidently did drive over to the station where he was taken into custody. Unfortunately, we still don't know anything about a motive yet. They're trying to determine that. But this shooting took place in a place called Half Moon Bay, and it's, I believe, in a rural area where involving farm workers. So this is, again, another tragedy being endured by the state of California, and a very, very sad story.
Well, of course, they got it all wrong with the first time around. They came out and said, tried to point it on MAGA people and white dominated and this, that, and the other, because it wound up being an Asian person that did this. They had to stop right away and be quiet. But I don't know where we're going to go with this, but we'll have to wait and see, I guess, right?
Well, it is very sad, of course, that once again the somehow the most relevant thing of this particular terrible story is whether or not what is the ethnicity or nationality or ethnic background. We don't know all the facts of these cases yet. It's in and of itself a tragedy, and it should be reported as such. Yes.
Now we have a dilemma that's brewing for Kevin McCarthy. We probably won't be able to talk about all of it, but I'll at least tell everybody what's going on. Apparently, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic House Minority Leader, has reappointed Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to the Intelligence Committee. Now, that comes after McCarthy vowed to keep the two rabid partisans, both of which abused their positions under Nancy Pelosi's rule, on the sidelines. Jeffries seems to want to push the issue, though it's going to be setting up a clash that will no doubt become very, very public. I hope to hell McCarthy sticks to his guns and says, nope, these guys had their chance. They violated the House rules. One guy slept with a spy, and the other guy just lied, and we don't need him on the Intelligence Committee. I hope he sticks to his guns.
I certainly hope so, too, Captain, because it would send the right message at this point. Certainly Eric Swalwell, I don't think, could get a – I think, didn't the speaker say this himself? He couldn't get a clearance, you know.
He could not get a security clearance in the civilian world anywhere.
That's exactly right. So why give him the opportunity to access real secrets of this nation?
You got it. Okay, I hear the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll chat a little bit more about Swalwell and Schiff. And then we'll get into some other pressing issues that are going on, including, looks like they're going to get the tanks. Ukraine's going to get the tanks. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we move along in the overnight radio hour. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That is a product that I've taken for well over 9 years. I take it because it works. And it is a product that if you are suffering with pain or maybe you've got some muscle problems or stretched a ligament or whatever the deal might happen to be, this is a product that will help you. And it's drug-free, 100% drug-free. Now, the reason that it works is because it's all natural. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to its natural response against inflammation, which is the main problem of pain and of swelling. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain by going right straight to the source of the problem that you've got. It is 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill that gets rid of the pain. How's that for a description? Now, $19.95 is all it costs. You can get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And as Kyle Warren always likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Whammo bammo. Now, appointments to the Intelligence Committee, continuing our discussion about Schiff and Swalwell, and the fact that Jeffries, the minority chairman, has reappointed them, but I do not believe they're going to make it onto the committee. Appointments to the Intelligence Committee are within the prerogative of the Speaker, in consultation with a Democratic leader. Now, it's my understanding that you intend to break with the longstanding House tradition, of deference to the Minority Party Intelligence Committee recommendations and deny seats to ranking member Schiff and Representative Swalwell, wrote Jeffries. He also said the denial of the seats to duly elected members of the House Democratic Caucus runs counter to the serious and sober mission of the Intelligence Committee. Now, you know what he left out of all that?
Yeah, what's that?
You remember a couple of Republicans that were taken off committees and told that they weren't going to have any committee assignments? Mrs. Green out of Georgia and Mr. Gozar out of, I forget where he was from, but out west somewhere. Remember those two?
Right, of course, sure.
Yeah, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The precedent has already been established, and oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi herself set the precedent, and nobody changed it back.
Well, of course not, and I think it's important to point out, Captain, that what McCarthy is doing, Speaker McCarthy, he's kicking them out of these committees for all the right reasons. Nancy Pelosi kept them on, especially Eric Swalwell, for all the wrong reasons. You know, if faced with the absolute, knowledge that something was going on with somebody who was working for China vis-a-vis Eric Swalwell. And so there was, you know, there was a there from what we can tell. And Nancy Pelosi didn't act. She didn't act in the best interest of the country in that place. She was acting in the best interest of her own political agenda.
Well, there are no exceptions in Congress. There are only precedents that they are either violated or not. And in this case, the Democrats chose to violate a big one. And they can't claim arbitrary distinctions now that it's coming back to bite them in the butt. Besides that, Schiff is lying to the American people and selectively leaked classified information. That's a far greater offense than Representative Gozar, the Republican congressman, did by putting out a silly video. And Swalwell having an affair with a Chinese spy, for God's sakes, while misleading the public, is worse than Ms. Green making a comment that she quickly apologized for. There is no justification to keep Schiff or Swalwell in their positions because they abuse them in ways that cannot be ignored. And all I can say is Speaker McCarthy had better stick to his guns or he's going to lose the support of the Freedom Caucus, and that's not going to be pretty.
Well, no, it wouldn't be, but I do think, Captain, even though this is obviously an early test for the new speaker, if he does hold true, I think he'll prevail. And quite frankly, if the speaker has the final say on who's on what committee, it doesn't matter what the gradations. It's you're not on that committee. I'm the speaker, and this is what I'm determining. But again, I do think he has good reason to not have these two individuals on such an important and sensitive committee. The people can rail all day long saying, well, they're seasoned professionals and they've been there forever. Well, so what? But because of just all the things you just said, that makes a big difference.
Now, do you know who Charles McGonigal is?
No, who's that?
Formerly the special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the FBI's New York field office. He was arrested yesterday because of his ties to Oleg Deripaska. According to the DOG statement and court documents, Deripaska, a Russian billionaire who's been sanctioned by the United States and was criminally charged in 2022 for violating those sanctions. Apparently, this former FBI agent official got $225,000 to try to use his influence to put something through in the case of this Russian oligarch.
Wow. Well, I hate to say that we're not surprised, but I don't think we're all that surprised.
Well, this happened yesterday. The news came down about it, and they've been talking about it all night long. It's been one of the lead stories, so I'm getting that out there because we'll talk more about that. Probably with Denise Simon. I'll let her fill us in on what she knows about it because she did tell me yesterday. She said, did you hear? And I said, yes, I did hear. Now, here's something else. This week, by Friday, the Republicans will be voting on a new RNC chairman by secret ballot.
Yes, this is what we understand. And, of course, you know, there's been a lot of talk, of course, about McDaniel and whether or not she's going to be able to weather this kind of thing.
Who's she running against?
It's going to be, it's in Harmeet Dillon, I believe, is in the mix.
And who else?
Mike Lindell's name is in there, too.
That's right.
In the mix.
Yeah, and there might be somebody else, but those are the prominent names that have come forward. And there is a movement afoot to push Mike Lindell through as a businessman, not tied up with any element of the Republican Party per se, but I have serious doubts that he will get it.
Well, for something like this, you know, in many ways, sometimes being an outsider, a maverick, if you will, something like that can be a real boost. In this particular case, I don't know that is what the party is looking for in this case. I think what they're looking for, perhaps, is somebody, whoever that person is, who would be able to navigate these very complex roadways, as it were, and try to craft a strategy for a real red wave.
Yeah, and I just don't think it would be Mike Lindell. I think that Harmeet Dillon would be the one probably, because she has been in the thick of it for a while. Now, the U.S. State Department yesterday said that Finland and Sweden are ready to join the NATO alliance after the Turkish President Erdogan said that Sweden should not expect Turkey's support for its membership after a protest near the Turkish embassy in Stockholm at the weekend, including the burning of a copy of the Koran.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. And of course, the State Department did say that burning books that are held as holy is a very, very disrespectful act, and so forth. But you are going to see it as we're seeing NATO expand. This is one of the things that Putin was trying to stop. But by invading Ukraine, he seems to also be helping NATO to expand and giving a sort of a revival of why NATO exists in the first place. So this is going to be very interesting to see how this affects the current events.
And we also need to know that Poland is going to be giving some of their Leopard tanks to the Ukrainians, a fair amount. It looks like a couple of dozen or thereabouts, because the Germans aren't going to give any tanks over there. So the Poland's people are... A Poland military stepping up to do what they need to do. Some neighbors close by Ukraine are going to be giving them the Bradleys that they have. And then it looks like the United States is in the process of shipping Bradleys and Strikers to them, although it's going to take a little longer because their tanks are further away. They are in the Middle East, but they're further away. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning. And, of course, that means a lot of things here in the radio show. It's Tuesday, have lunch for the Captain Day over there at Mission Barbecue. Don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back with more Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you. This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Police say they believe the suspect accused of killing seven people at two different locations in California acted alone. The related shootings happened Monday in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. Authorities say the elderly suspect turned himself in and is cooperating. This follows a weekend shooting where a suspect shot and killed 11 people in Monterey Park in Southern California before killing himself the next day. That leaves 18 people dead over 2 days. Two students are dead and a well-known community organizer is in serious condition after a shooting Monday afternoon at a nonprofit organization for at-risk youth near downtown Des Moines, Iowa. Police say the students killed were 16 and 18-year-old males. Starts Right Here founder Will Keeps remains hospitalized. Three suspects are in custody. Former President Donald Trump is lashing out at Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao, in a post on True Social. Trump uses a racist nickname to refer to Chao and questioned whether...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And, by the way, I'll have some coupons with me for my pillow that I'll put out on the table where we sit. And you're welcome to take them with you and take advantage of the discount that's there. And MyPillow.com, of course, is a website you go to. Go into the Radio Listener Specials page there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll find all kinds of savings. You'll save a bunch of money. Now, if you want to call them, you can do that, too. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them and talk to a live person and answer any questions that you have. So that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, professor? Professor,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Captain.
Professor, sir? Okay, Mr. Professor, sir. Congress will hold President Joe Biden to his own stated standard of taking classified documents seriously and search anywhere that they may be found. These are the words of House Judiciary Committee member, Republican Representative Kevin Kiley of California.
Well, that's right. It's hard to imagine, Captain, that this particular scandal the way that it's been rolling out here is going to easily go away. I think they've tried everything. They've tried to simply say it was misfiled, and the president himself said that last week. But nothing is working. And the White House press corps and the other reporters, they all keep asking questions about this. I think it's a fair question to wonder, is this the kind of thing where they've hit an iceberg, and then there's a tear in the hull, but yet it's starting to fill up, but it's going to take time. So is this sort of not a huge thing all at once, but a slow burn on this that actually makes it almost impossible for the president to govern effectively, certainly to try to run again. This is a big deal, and I think the polls show that people do take this very seriously and his mishandling.
Now, a federal judge on Monday dismissed a lawsuit by three former Whole Foods employees who said they were illegally fired for opposing the upscale grocery chain's alleged discriminatory discipline of workers who wore Black Lives Matter masks. They were told them that they couldn't do that. It was against their policy in the store, and no one could do that. And they got fired as a result of it because they wouldn't take the masks off.
Well, right. And so what the judge found, U.S. District Judge found, was that even though Whole Foods didn't strictly enforce their dress code until when the pandemic was getting underway and people were wearing masks all the time, they even though they didn't have this precedent of always enforcing it for some other reason other than masks, but when they did enforce it, they enforced it uniformly across the company. Therefore, it wasn't discriminatory, at least from this is my read of it. And so this is why they have no case if it's based on that, because the company wouldn't allow you to have political slogans or ads or other stuff like that that could cause any kind of an issue. And that is the reason why you have dress code. So they enforced it, and it was fine.
Now, we now know that Antifa is alive and well and still operating in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, where six people were arrested, taken down very hard, was the description by the police, and they were all from out of state. Every one of them was from out of state, members of Antifa, hardcore members of Antifa, which is what's in Atlanta, which is what's creating a big problem right now. Because on Saturday, Antifa activists dressed in their black garb damaged businesses, set a police car on fire at a planned anti-cop riot. Now, this was planned ahead of time, and they knew what they were going to do, and they went and did it. Now, the six that were arrested on charges included domestic terrorism and first-degree arson. Similar groups held protests in Boston, Seattle, Portland, Austin, Los Angeles, and Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, what were they protesting, Kyle?
I believe there was another police incident, I believe.
Well, they were protesting a shooting of a perpetrator who had taken a shot at a Georgia State Patrolman. And the Georgia State Patrolman, in defending himself, killed the guy that shot at him. I don't have a problem with that, do you?
Well, of course not. If the officer is defending their life and if taking that force is absolutely necessary. You know, unfortunately, Captain, again, like we were talking about in the first segment today, it's almost as if every story can only be relevant if it's somehow racialized. What is the race of the person who did this against the person who did that? And what, you know, it's sometimes there are situations that have nothing to do with it, but the people's actions. You and I both know if you got pulled over in a traffic stop and you act certain ways, the police are going to use force against you. It's just that simple. It doesn't matter what race.
The city is building a giant police training site in a local forest where these protests have been going on. Anti-police and environmental protesters have camped out at the site for months. And last week, one died in a shootout with police while others were arrested. Now, though police say that he shot first, wounding an officer, which he did, activists considered his death unjust and called for a night of rage in Atlanta to avenge their fallen comrade. This is nuts. You take a shot at a cop, okay, you can expect to be shot at back and probably killed.
Well, that's exactly my point. Any person in our society who does certain actions, violent actions against law enforcement, can expect to be met with force. It's just that simple. And unfortunately, the norm of our society shouldn't be having a night of rage. There are ways of taking care of it.
And the violent
legal system,
the violent far left anti-cop radicalism that brought Antifa into the spotlight in 2020 is still prevalent across the country and in the Democratic Party. These people work for and follow the Democratic Party. They get their marching orders from them. And Boston police also arrested the non-binary child of House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark for assaulting an officer and vandalism during Saturday's protests in Boston.
Well, those that promote these kinds of riots are certainly trying to create a new normal of constant unrest.
A non-binary child. How do you like that description?
Well, this day and age, you know, this is who told the child they were non-binary? I don't know.
Well, the same group that's got them out there in the middle of the Antifa protesting.
Right.
And this
exactly.
And this is a congressional Democratic female leader in Congress. Right behind Jeffries, I might add.
Right. Well, can you partake in violent protests and hold that office?
If you're a Democrat, you can. If you're a Democrat, you can.
Well, right. And why is that? Because you've got the double standard.
And if you're Antifa, you can.
Well, of course. You know, we all knew back in 2020 when the Democrats started to get a lot of pushback because of the constant violence and riots and burning down American cities, that, we got to turn this off. It's starting to hurt us in the polls. And so I think the word went out at that point. Yeah.
Well, the word went out on somebody. And, of course, if you're just joining us, folks, of course, we had that horrible shooting over the weekend, 11 people killed by the alleged gunman who killed himself in a vehicle when police stopped him. Then we've had this second incident that happened last night, a double shooting, 7 people killed. And apparently this gunman drove himself to the sheriff's substation and just parked out front waiting to turn himself in.
Well, right, and I don't think in either case at this point we know fully what the motives might have been. I don't know that there was any pattern or that they were somehow at all known to law enforcement. These both seem to be acts that, for lack of a better term, came out of nowhere, and that's a very, very difficult to protect against and obviously to try to predict.
Yeah, there is no motive for this. This is craziness.
Right.
Just utter and complete craziness. Yep. They can't conjure up a motive. They gotta realize that this is stuff that just isn't done by normal people. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're gonna be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday. And of course, anybody that knows about Tuesday knows that this is what goes on.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
What's the name of that group?
Well, that's, I know it's Jeff Beck. I'm trying to think of the name of the group, though. But that's going down, I believe.
It's the Jeff Beck Group.
All right. Well, I was pretty close.
Doesn't get any simpler than that, the Jeff Beck Group. And, yeah, that's his trade, one of his trademark songs, Going Down. And, of course, that's one that we played before because we've had other groups that have done it. And I finally found the original song. I heard it somewhere. Somebody sent it to me. I don't know, something, whatever. But I finally heard it, and I got it, and there you go. Okay. Let me read this weather, because we have got some weather, folks, and if you're out there traveling across the central part of the U.S., west of the Mississippi River, and you're going to be along I-40 or I-20 or I-30, you want to pay attention. A strengthening storm will spread heavy snow from parts of the southern plains into the Great Lakes. Severe storms with damaging winds and several tornadoes, including the potential for strong tornadoes in the deep south, will be possible along parts of the west and central Gulf Coast area. Now, areas of heavy snow and blowing snow and bitter wind chills are in place across the interior part of the United States. Now, let me tell you, if you are in the panhandle of Florida tonight over towards New Orleans, there's a very strong chance that you could be in the middle of some really severe weather as the day progresses and things warm up a little bit. Now, there's a lot of high winds down in that area, too. But, Kyle, you take it away because your weather has kind of dissipated a little, but, boy, I got plenty of it. Go ahead.
I know that you do, Captain, and of course, we're looking out west tonight. You're right. We have got a respite from a lot of these storms that have come through, so that is a good thing. But we do want to warn our drivers out there tonight of a dense fog advisory. This in the California Central Valley, starting about Bakersfield, heading up towards Merced on California Highway 99, and of course, parallel there up towards Newman on Interstate 5. So you've got a freeze warning, and you've got a dense fog advisory, and in some cases the visibility may be as low as 200 feet, so you definitely want to be aware of that and be careful. We also have a freeze warning tonight down in Arizona through Phoenix all the way down to Tucson, so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're driving through that area. Where we've got some storm warnings, though, is going to be in the state of New Mexico. We've got a winter weather advisory starting up around Gallup as you come in there from Arizona on your way to Albuquerque. Winter weather advisory. We've got winter storm warning down near Socorro. This is down I-25, of course. Winter storm warning also heading all the way over to the border there with Oklahoma, in Texas and Oklahoma. So you definitely want to be careful there. This winter weather and storm warnings are going to extend all the way down to the border with Mexico as well, down towards Carlsbad. And, of course, this also encompasses Roswell, New Mexico, so all alien spacecraft in the vicinity, pick up your VFR and use caution. Back to you, Captain.
Okay, here we go. Got a little bit of fog in the northwestern part of Iowa tonight, a little bit of fog in the southeastern corner of South Dakota, and a little bit of fog going up I-29 up along Minnesota and north-south Dakota, right just inside the line there. Now, here's what goes on with the winter weather, and this is a major developing snowstorm, as well as an ice storm off to the east. I'll get to that in a second. We've got snow, if you're on I-40, coming across from Amarillo all the way to Little Rock. There's a winter storm warning once you get to the eastern part of Oklahoma and put it over into Arkansas. You'll be in a winter storm warning. All bets are off on what could happen there in terms of travel, ice and snow and wind and all that good stuff. Now, down below I-40, in the central part of Oklahoma, you have a winter storm warning there. So some of those toll roads that run back and forth, north, south, east, west in there, you're going to be in the midst of all that there. If you're going to be going south out of Amarillo, down towards Lubbock or down towards Midland, or coming across I-20 up into the Metroplex, Dallas, Fort Worth, you're going to be in snow all the way. Now, also, moving further to the east, keeping with the snow, coming out of Oklahoma, going up I-44, all the way to St. Louis, all the way across Springfield, all the way over into Indiana tonight, you've got a winter storm warning all the way up I-44 to St. Louis, and then coming up across over I-70 into Indiana. Now, in Indiana, we have freezing rain and sleet going on right now ahead of the snow, but there'll be snow behind it. Western part of Ohio tonight, going up to Toledo, coming on down to Dayton, down through Dayton, down to Kentucky, freezing rain and sleet there. Wind, lots of it. Central Tennessee, down through Alabama, down to the bottom of Alabama, Mobile, Montgomery, down in that area. You're going to have some severe weather today, so be on the lookout for the bad stuff coming your direction. Lots of wind in the southern half of Mississippi and all of Louisiana and the eastern part of Texas, and you could also have some bad weather there. Cold weather tonight in Florida, and we do have a frost warning up in Valdosta and the northern part of Florida. We've got a gale warning for Nova Scotia all the way down the coastline to North Carolina around Wilmington. And then lake effect snow tonight up north of Syracuse, starting about Oneida Lake all the way to the St. Lawrence River, the big bridge up there north of Watertown. So, Kyle, tell us why we might want to hang up and just camp out at the Flying J if we get caught in some of this weather.
Well, Captain, because good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers want to be your oasis out there on the road, not just an oasis in the desert, but an oasis in the wintry wonderland that many are finding themselves in, an oasis nonetheless. And go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function right there on their website to find the location nearest you. And you also want to make sure that you sign up with the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to start saving money, because when you download the app and sign up, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that they have at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, and of course the amenities for our professional drivers and trucker friends, and especially for RVers and travelers out there, are really second to none. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
They're going to have a lot of trouble today, folks. If you're coming across from Missouri, I-70 across Illinois, you're going to be in snow, and you're going to be in a winter storm warning once you hit Illinois. And again, the ice is out in front of that in Indiana and the western part of Ohio. Please be careful. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Cassie's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.